What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
More regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war on
drugs. Libertarianism.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello and welcome to What Would Save the World. Today I am going to do something that no anarcho-matriarchal communist should ever attempt to do, but it seems like we're going to have to. I'm here today with one of my good friend Dan Ricker's cousins, Dale Ricker.
Hello.
And Dale Ricker is a Trump supporter.
Yes, indeed.
And if you listen to an episode on Margot's Burning Bridges with Margot, it's another show on Radio Free Brooklyn, she had somebody on her show who was talking about how we can talk to Trump supporters, and they actually did talk to Trump supporters. So I was very inspired by this, and to see if me, this very, I call me a lefty. You could definitely call me a lefty. I voted for Bernie Sanders, but I was big into Bernie Sanders, but I wasn't big into Bernie Sanders in the sense that I don't believe in a system. A lot of these like lefty people like really have faith in democracy. And I'm a little bit more like, can we make decisions by consensus? I have a lot of, outside opinions. So I decide outsider opinions. So I'm like the alt left.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. You love those alt words, don't you, Dale?
Yeah.
I decided I would see how calmly I could interact with a Trump supporter. No offense, Dale, if I get mad at you, actually, maybe you should be offended, but I don't really know. Maybe it doesn't matter, Dale. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in Florida, of course, greatest state in the nation. We get a bad reputation for being strange and weird and filled with bunch of rednecks, but that's not true. I'm in fact highly educated. I went to university for 3 years and then got my education in the school of what I like to call the school of real life by watching the news and kind of, you know, I still work as the, you know, in food service, but I don't think you can begrudge that of me. I think there's lots of people here in Brooklyn that do the same thing. So, you know, being a Hardee's chef isn't the easiest thing in the world, but, you know, it's good. It's good pay, good life.
Is it good pay? Are you concerned about how much you get paid on minimum wage? Do you think you should get paid more?
Well, I think I should get paid more because that place would close down without me, man. But that's not the government's job to come in there and tell my boss how to run. I mean, now you're going to tell me that, you know, the government should fire me or the government should, you know, come in and take control of private businesses, you know, after that. Where does it stop, Tuke? Where does it stop? You tell me that. Where does it stop?
So, okay, so here's my question. So, do you expect the government to protect private property?
I mean, the government's job, well, property is a fundamental right. You know, that's, I believe it was Rousseau who said that property is a fundamental right. So, I work upon the land and what I work upon is now my own. And that is, what I get to do, what I get to have, you know? So if I have property, that means that nobody can take my property away from me, you know?
But my question is, do you expect the government to protect that? Like, do you pay property taxes on your property so that you can have the police protect your property?
I mean, I assume that the government, it would be illegal for the government to take away my property because the property is a fundamental right.
No, not your government. Not the government. I mean the people. I'm saying, like, if somebody wanted to come in and take over your property, would you expect the police to come and protect your property?
Well, they'd have a tough time doing it because I got, like, God, how many guns do I have? I got, like, at least four.
So
I'm trying to remember if I have.
So I'm saying,
like,
what I
lend that out?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember.
Well, I isn't that illegal? You should be allowed to
Frank
lend out.
Has that?
Alrighty, man.
I'm trying to remember.
This is already starting to piss me off. But
okay. Well, I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. If anybody tries to come and tries to steal my property from me, they're the first. You know, the government doesn't need to get involved. That's just me. I'm a sovereign citizen. I can take care of myself and my property.
So, but I'm saying if you say somebody was trying to break into your property and you killed them with a gun, that would be self-defense, yes. But I'm saying,
yes,
do you, if you say you could not defend yourself, for whatever reason, you could not, would you expect...
Well, because I was some kind of pussy?
Okay, I resent that. But my question is... Would you expect the cops to take care of you based on your taxes?
Well, they fucking better. I mean,
all right. Geez. So that's my question. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you think that government regulation should lie where? You don't want government to be able to regulate salaries. Then where should the government be? What is the government for then?
Well, government is basically is an institution where the little guy can say his piece. You know. You know, you got all these, okay, so the government is, you got like a legal structure, right? You got like the courts, and you got like lawyers, and you got some such stuff. I mean, like, you know, people break the law, you got to have the law, otherwise there's no order. So that's what the government does. It protects people by creating laws. And then upholding those laws.
Okay, so here's a question. So the little guy has been saying, people like you, very much like you, who work these jobs. See, I am a stripper, and I make a ton of money in a short amount of time. But you probably work longer hours than I do, and then probably in a higher risk job, at least in certain ways.
I cut off my fucking finger. Well, I didn't really cut off. It was his last open, but it was a.
Did your company pay for it?
Well, I mean, I put in a workman's comp. I mean, I was thinking about doing that. My girlfriend says she's not really my girlfriend. She's more like a
friend.
Yeah, she takes care of me when I get really drunk. You know. But I don't want to say we're together because, you know, you can't hold me down. You know what I'm talking about.
So you can own property, but no one can own you, right? Nobody, humans are not property, right?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, humans are not property.
Yeah.
Exactly. Humans are not
property.
So, but
getting back to the, so, you know, I mean, I don't know. The thing is, like, I voted for Trump, man. I don't really eschew. Is that the word? I do eschew kind of traditional conservatism because...
Yes, but my question before that I wanted to ask you was, so if the little guy is saying people like other people, like you were saying, we don't get paid enough, but you don't think they should be able to regulate minimum wage. So you're saying you said that the government is supposed to take the little guy's voice and help make laws around that. So shouldn't there be a law that where everyone in this country, if we're going to have laws at all, that there should be a minimum level of life, of quality of life that's acceptable
that
to anyone
like,
who's within the workforce?
Like one of those founding fathers kind of said, like you should have, like Thomas Jefferson said, we're all human farmers. We can all have a very meaningful life, you know, working the land and stuff. But I think, you know, I just think it should be left up to the states. I think the federal government's too big. It's too much reach into our private lives. You know, if I want my city to increase the minimum wage, and I would like a higher wage. You know, God, you can't, you know, I'd love to get more money for more stuff and buying some new TVs and maybe some more guns.
So what do you say about state? So first of all, do you think that the federal government, even if they're not regulating, has some sort of influence on the states?
Yeah, well, of course.
What I'm saying is, like, do you think that this new very, very conservative administration is going to limit in some ways the amount of freedoms that the states can have?
Well, I mean, if it's those, I mean, like, probably, like, you know, states like New York and California with their liberal bullshit, probably, but not in Florida. We're taking good care of ourselves.
So how do you feel about the fact that now there's going to be a lot of funding taken away from a lot of environmental programs and women's programs. That's not really like a state thing. Those are just programs, correct?
Well, like federal programs, like Medicaid, and that's a federal program, pretty sure. That's, you know, they're going to take away money from Planned Parenthood, which I agree with because...
But don't you think that should be up to individuals? And like, why do you think that should be up to the federal government?
Well, because,
and why not the minimum wage?
Well, because I personally believe that Planned Parenthood breaks the law, and not maybe it's not America's law, but it's God's law. You can't be killing babies.
But
you
isn't America about? I mean,
you can't do that. You just got to take the, you know.
Isn't America about religious freedom? And if that's not my religion, do I have to follow you?
It's not a question of religion. It's a question of fucking babies over, man. Like,
no, do you think that? No, but I'm saying some people believe that babies are, when they're in the womb, are just a pile of cells. So whose life is more important, the mothers or the babies?
Well, you know, that's when, I'm not crazy, man. If the mother's going to die, we can, or was raped, that's fine to like... But it's still, you get these people coming in and they're just having abortions willy nilly, like, you know, like they have no, it's the sanctity of life, you know?
Okay, so let's put it this way. Say you are in a state
mm-hmm.
where the state has been given enough freedom that they're going to teach primarily abstinence only sexual education, correct?
All right.
And you also have banned abortions after, you know, 40 days or something ridiculous like that, where most people don't even know they're pregnant after a certain amount of days. So so you got a 15-year-old who's been taught only abstinence, only sex education. She has no idea how to protect against babies. And maybe, you know, maybe you can personally think that 15 is not old enough to have sex. But let me tell you, people as young as 13 are going to have sex. We cannot stop that. So what I'm saying is, if they are going to have sex and have no sex education and then get pregnant, then we're going to say, oh, well, too bad. We did not give them the proper education to know how that works. You actually cannot blame that. People go, oh, well, it was her fault. She knew what she was getting into. She knew the risk. And she did know the risk was pregnancy, but we could have lessened the risk for her so she would not have to be a teen mother, someone who's probably mentally not capable of really taking on that much responsibility. A lot of 15-year-olds are not ready to, some 15-year-olds aren't even ready to have a part-time job. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so how can you say that, like, abortions are wrong, take responsibility for what you've done, when we haven't given our youth the proper tools, or specifically in the states that are going to ban abortions? Those are the very same states that have abstinence-only
education. It's all about personal responsibility, right? I mean, that's the one thing that you have to, that's our problem with America right now, is that we don't take personal responsibility for our actions. And you want to, you know, it's not hard to learn about condoms. It's not hard. You just just look it up on the fucking internet. It's not too, I mean, like, I learn about new sex positions every day from the internet.
But you're a grown up man.
Well, I was learning about these sex positions when I was 14.
But do you think that they're,
you know,
do you think that they're
going through my dad's Playboys and
but
stuff?
But do you think that there is a difference in the way girls are treated sexually?
Let me finish my point. It's about personal responsibility. Like, you know, we get people just like, you can do whatever you want and there's no consequences. You know, that's the feeling that's ruining this country. It's getting people just to do whatever they want willy-nilly. There's no order. There's no kind of personal responsibility. If you mess up your life, you should deal with the consequences. You should, and if you want to break God's law so you can get back to who, but, you know, anyway, it doesn't really matter. Honestly, this stuff is kind of stupid anyway.
But is
this stuff is pretty, you know, like, this is people, I mean, you know, this is not what toots my horn every morning. I don't give a shit about
abortion. But I give a shit about this, and this is something that the administration that you voted for is going to fuck with. So my question is, if you think it's a teenager or a child's personal responsibility to learn about condoms, do you think it's a child's personal responsibility to learn how to read, to teach themselves how to read?
Well, no, I think that they should have teachers. I think teachers
are
good
people. Yeah, so why is sex education different?
Well, because you got to keep that out of our schools.
Why?
Because it's dirty. It's bad for, you know, it's dirty. It's not, it's dirty talk.
Do you believe, what do you believe the goal of our schools are then?
Did you liberal motherfucker.
I think I'm asking you pretty. I don't appreciate you laughing at me right now. I think I'm asking you pretty reasonable questions. Like, what do you believe the goals of our schools are?
To teach. I mean, what do you think? Of course, it's to teach.
Is it to prepare our youth to be responsible, autonomous individuals capable of taking care of themselves?
You got to learn some math. You got to, like, you know, learn how to read.
And why do you learn math? Maybe. So you can learn how to finance yourself and to work on projects that involve math. Well, you learn how to read, so you can, you know, read. You learn about history, so you have some conceptual concept of what the world is around you, where we came from.
You would learn sex ed,
how to protect yourself from not just pregnancy, from diseases. To have abstinence only education in school is a health risk, is a health liability or something like that. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's a health risk. And then to say we're not gonna fund we're gonna take away the affordable medical programs for the people who,
well, because they don't work. You look at Obamacare, doesn't work. Gotta repeal Obamacare, doesn't do a goddamn thing.
Okay, so then what about people I know that wouldn't have been able to afford their, like, freaking cancer bills if they hadn't had Obamacare?
Well, you know, there's always going to be a few success stories with the whole thing on the whole. I mean, like, you know, for everyone you got, I got another one where people just their premiums went way the hell up. They couldn't afford the premiums, lost their health insurance, got to switch doctors. I got stories. I can't think of one of them right now, but, you know, we can trade stories all day long.
So I guess I'm still stuck on this education thing, honestly. So you don't think that there is some weird fucked up correlation there where it's like, if we're not going to teach our kids how to protect themselves against diseases, and then we're not going to give them affordable health care? And don't you think that there is, like, a class link between who gets what kind of schooling, that children who go to public schools are more likely to have less money than people who go to private school, where private schools is private education, where, you
know, I went to public school all the way up to public
university. Yes, and it sounds like you're not a very wealthy person, and this is not a bad thing. However, my point is, if you went to a public school,
not wealthy yet.
I hear you. If you went to school in a state where they had, did they have abstinence only education in Florida? Did they have abstinence only education in Florida? Let me look this up. But when you were young, did they have abstinence?
Well, we put the condoms on the bananas. I remember that.
That's good.
Yeah.
See that, and that's great. But I'm saying, you don't think that that's necessary to teach that in school?
I mean, I don't give a fuck. You know what? Teach them. This isn't what it's about anymore. You know, this isn't what. It's not about this stupid. I mean, yeah, sometimes I feel like it's dirty and we should be a little bit, you know, reticent to just be like, you know what? Fuck pumpkins. You know, like, in teaching that in schools, I feel like, you know, some places in San Francisco and other places are doing that, just being like, you can put your dick in whatever. You don't even have a dick. Dicks aren't real. You're like you're a seal. You know, it's like seals a gender. You know, like all this kind of shit, which I don't agree with. You know, but, like, you know, if you want to put condoms on bananas, I don't give a fuck. You know, that sounds like probably a reasonable thing to do. I just think that we just got to be careful about, like, how fast we do it. You know, I don't want people learning sex ed in second grade. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe when they turn 13, when everybody starts hitting puberty. That sounds like a good idea to me.
To teach them sex ed after 13?
Yeah.
I believe that it shouldn't be abstinence only.
Well, I mean, like, abstinence only, I mean, you should stress the hell out of abstinence. But honestly, like, if I wear condoms. There's nothing wrong with wearing condoms. Like, I don't give a shit about, like, you know, Onan in the Bible, who spilled his seed, and, like, there's a bunch of other shit in the Bible that's full of shit. I saw this funny musical. It was funny.
What musical did you see?
Oh, it was about the Bible. It was fucked up. It was called Let There Be Stuff. My cousin wrote the music for it. It was pretty fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, Dan Ricker. Yeah. Yeah. How does Dan feel about a lot of the things you say?
He'd probably punch me in the nuts if he heard me talking about this shit. He's probably going to hear this and throw up in his mouth a lot.
Oh, yeah. So I've talked about, so it seems like 23 states have opted out of the abstinence only, and some of them are southern states. So, and some of them are the more conservative states. So, and we got is Florida on this list? No, it's not. So that means that there's probably children in Florida who never learn about proper sex ed. And I would guess that higher percentages of them have STDs or teen pregnancy. And you're not concerned about that. You don't think that that is the state's responsibility or the school public education.
Well, I mean, it should be. You should probably learn about it in school. It makes a lot of sense to do it. But honestly, there's also just like not enough emphasis on personal responsibility, which I think is ruining people's lives. I mean, like people who feel like they can make mistakes. And that's bad.
But you don't
think people should feel like they shouldn't make mistakes.
But you don't feel like that is teaching children to have personal responsibility, teaching them to make sure they have condoms, teaching them to be aware before they decide to have sex with someone, to take responsibility so that they don't have to worry about whether or not they can get an abortion. Which, regardless, though, things happen. Even if you're, so you think, so what about this? If so, you think that people should just have to consider the risk, like so say I decided to have sex with someone, I used a condom, I used birth control, the condom broke and I got pregnant, and you don't believe I should be able to have access to an abortion? And what about overpopulation? You don't want, are you the kind of person who doesn't want immigrants coming into this country?
Goddamn right.
Yeah, so why are you worried about that?
Well, first of all, they're destroying our culture. It is plain and simple. I feel like that's the most important part about immigration, is that they're coming in and they're changing the culture. They're making, it's not focused on traditional values anymore. There's all this, like, different language, you know, kind of shit, and you gotta, and like they're I've been to like one of their parties and they're way too drunk and they're all fucking eating.
So do you think you sound racist at all right now?
I mean, like, you know, I feel like I'm telling it how it is, you know.
All right, well, let's get back to the race stuff in a minute, but I want to ask you. So you have problems with immigrants coming into this country and, like, adding to the population, right? Adding to the population of this country, taking our jobs and such. So, like, if someone doesn't want to have a baby, doesn't want their baby, do you really think we need more unwanted babies? Like, do you think that that is going to fuck with our population? Wouldn't we have an easier time if people only had babies when they wanted babies?
I mean, I feel like, you know, it's wrong to have an abortion. There's just something in me that just believes that. You can't change my mind about
that.
That's
fine, but isn't America about, like, religious or freedom, personal responsibility?
Well, it's about personal responsibility, and I feel like, you know, if you get pregnant, then you're personally responsible for that child. That's, you know, and I'm not unreasonable. I feel like if you were raped or if you were, a victim of some kind, or if you're going to, if the baby's going to kill
you. Are you a victim of the system if your youth that wasn't taught how to properly use a condom?
What the hell? Don't throw these words at me like this. The system's not a thing. The system's in your imagination. There is no
system.
Is
the system my imagination? Are you the same person that said the state shouldn't be allowed to come into your job and tell your boss how much he should pay you?
Well,
isn't
the
that the state? Isn't
the,
that the system?
The state is a literal building. There's a bunch of people who work there, whereas the system is like this.
Well, don't they
fancy,
run the system?
Is it, like, you're talking about, like, Rage Against the Machine here? Like,
I mean, no, that's a band.
You sound like
that's a band who I probably would agree with a lot of their political views. But my point is, when
they
you
do fucking rock,
they do fucking rock. at least we could agree on that. But what I'm saying is, isn't that the very same system? Isn't it, if the state is regulating the schools, the state, the actual state, not the federal, the state.
Oh, so like
the state,
Florida.
Saying, when you say the state, you could be talking about your state government,
yeah,
or you could be talking about the federal government.
Yeah.
And both of those things are the government, and both of those things are the system. So what I'm saying is, if you don't want the state to be able to come into your job and tell your boss that he can't, that he has to pay you a certain amount, and wouldn't you say he would be a victim of the system there? Especially if he was one
of
these people. No, let me finish.
Okay.
Especially if he was one of these people who was employing, even though he is at Hardee's, he is a bit, I know that that Hardee's can afford to pay you more. Because these are the, maybe not Hardee's, but I would assume they can. Because we got Hardee's, we got McDonald's is a huge business. Maybe they'd have to close a couple of McDonald's. That's where it becomes a problem. That's why we worry about it. Or that's why I even have any empathy for this concern. Because some people hire a bunch of people who would have a hard time maybe getting employed otherwise. Or maybe there's not enough jobs to go around. And they employ a lot of people. So at least everybody has some scrape at the barrel, you know, like quality of life. So the problem is if a business could not afford to pay all their employees $15 an hour or the minimum wage, if they could not afford to do that, then maybe we'd have to give them tax breaks or some the business tax breaks or something so they could afford to pay their employees something fair. There is a balance there. But what I'm saying is, if he was one of those people that could not afford to pay his employees that much, and wouldn't he be a victim of the system because he'd have to fire a lot of people?
Well, there's the invisible hand of the market, right? You have Adam Smith's invisible hand. So that's the thing about the free market is that it is the most efficient system possible, right? So the system pays the system, as we're calling it now. I feel like you're referring to the system as like capitalism and not just so the state and capitalism work sometimes in concerts, most of the time against each other. But what happens is that the free market has valued the cost of my labor to be a certain way. Now,
we have a free market?
Of course we have a free
market. No, we don't have a free market at all.
Well, what do you call it then?
I mean, is it a free market? How is it a free market if, like, how I don't understand how this is a free market. I mean, what is a free market? Keep talking.
A free market is a system in which your labor is valued at a certain way by via how much people need that labor to be done, right? So people need food, so I make food, and then people eat it, right? And the way that it works is that the way that I'm trained, the way that I'm whatever the availability of the restaurant that has worked out that I am paid a certain wage. Right? And I don't get paid minimum wage, by the way. I get paid like $1.50 above minimum wage. So I'm pretty proud of that. But the system is valued, the capitalist system has valued my labor to be a certain amount of money. And so that's, you know, that's if Hardee's was able to give me a raise, that would be because Hardee's is doing better because of my labor, you know, I get promoted and I get a raise because of my hard work and not because of some kind of liberal government manifesto saying that everybody should be paid $1 million every week because life would be butterflies and fairies because they'd all run out of money really quick. Then people could be paid by jerking off all day.
So when you
say that would be a pretty good job.
So when you say that you did this thing called the free market, but you don't want it to be regulated by the government in any way, shape, or form, correct?
I think that there is a certain amount of protection that the government should give to American jobs to try to, like, I believe in tariffs. I think that they should.
What's that? What's a tariff?
A tariff is when you place a tax on imported goods to promote manufacturing in your own country.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is, so like, say like there's a company like Monsanto whose products are there, or what if somebody's business practices are harmful to other people? To the government be able to get involved there, like something with this Dakota Access Pipeline?
Okay.
Or should the people be allowed to get involved, not necessarily the government?
Well, let's look at a different company. Let's look at Apple Computers, right? Apple Computers, I got an iPhone. I love my iPhone. But what they do is they don't make them here, right? They make them, they outsource those jobs to other places across the ocean, like in China or in Thailand. Or other places, and they have them make the iPhones for like 50 cents a day. And these people are paid 50 cents a day in these horrible conditions because the Chinese government doesn't give a shit because they're fucking, I don't know, there's a billion of them. They don't give a shit if one or two or 20 or 50 million of them die. They make all that shit and like they, you know, and then they ship it back here. And that's why iPhones are affordable, but that's also why they're kind of shitty. They break all the time. And those are American jobs that could be had in America. You know what I mean? We could make them right here. And we could, instead of employing, 50,000, 100,000 Chinese people, we could employ, you know, 50,000, 100,000 Americans. And that's like the kind of trade policies that I feel like Donald Trump has really been pushing for. And that's what I think the role of the government should be in trade, which is protecting American jobs, American labor from the global market. Because the global market is it's not a free market, because you got all these people who are who would work for 50 cents a day. So they, you know, that's not fair. But, that's just not fair. So we can just, we cut them out of the market. So we just,
well, they work for 50 cents a day because they work under manipulative so-called communist governments. They actually work under dictators that are using the term communism to manipulate capitalism.
Sure. Yeah, I don't believe that those are true. I don't think that that's a true communist government. I feel like I've read the Communist Manifesto.
Have
I thought
you?
It was, yeah. I mean, like, you know, the history of the world is the history of, I told you I'm a motherfucking educated man. I read the history of the world is the history of class struggle and the rest of that shit. I believe in the thing called class, you know, but I just think that in American ideals, the free market is a better example
but
of
did
communism.
You, did you hear what I was talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline before? Like, what do you think about that? That's
well,
what I'm asking
I
you
mean,
about.
Well, that personally, that just seems like kind of like a utilitarian good.
What do you mean?
Like, you try to do the most good for the most amount of people, and there was a lot, what was it, Bismarck, right? It was Bismarck? What is that, North Dakota somewhere? Bismarck, North Dakota? That or I forget the fucking name of it. But it's yeah, there was a lot of people in Bismarck. There's not so many people in the other place, right? So you try to do the most amount of good for the most amount of people.
Yeah, but to do it to the Native Americans, the very same people that we've been fucking over in this country since this country was founded. Do you actually think that that's, like, acceptable?
It doesn't really... I mean, like, it... You know, the most amount of people, the most amount of good. You know, there's more people who live in Bismarck. And frankly, you know, like, I've seen these Indians.
Native Americans, indigenous people.
They can... They're all drunk all the time anyway. They don't even notice it.
That's, like, ridiculously ignorant.
Yeah, whatever.
No, that's just crazy. Like, to say that in a... I can say the same thing about someone like you. Like, oh, like, I live in Florida. Like, I live in the Bible Belt. I'm a redneck. Like, rednecks...
Florida's not in the Bible
but
Belt.
A lot of people do consider Florida to be the Bible Belt. But,
North Florida, those
fine.
Fucking rednecks up there in
but
North
what I'm
Florida.
Saying is, do you think that rednecks drink a lot? You know, that's ridiculous. Everybody drinks a lot. You can't just say that about one group of people. Everybody drinks a lot. Everybody has a lot of drugs. All races do a lot of drugs. And, but, like, why did you vote for Trump? Like, I want to know, like, give me... two reasons, and we've been talking about it anyway, kind of, but why did you vote for Trump? Just lay it on me.
Very simple. It's very, very simple. Number one, he's going to make America great again.
That's fucking... Okay, whatever. Keep going.
Well, let me tell you how. He's going to make America great
fine.
Again. In a few ways. He's going to make America great because... You can't see, but she's making a funny face at me right now. He's gonna make America great again because he's gonna make things the way they used to be when they used to be so great.
So like when? Like when we treated this country like white people
well,
were the only people
worth being people.
Well, do you
remember the 80s? Because you know, those.
I wasn't alive in the 80s.
Well, I was like four. I was born in 1985, so, but from what I hear,
how
it was pretty great.
How were gay people treated in the 80s?
Who gives a fuck?
Give a fuck.
Well, you know, like, didn't they have, like, Studio 54 and wasn't, like, Freddie Mercury, like, you know, is he dead yet? I don't even remember.
But here's the thing.
Gay people were having a great time in
yes,
the 80s.
But do you realize that the 80s
wait, no.
was, like,
no, they weren't. I'm remembering now, yeah.
Yeah. What about black people? Black people were people of color. People of color didn't have, we weren't segregated anymore, supposedly. I'm sure there was a lot of weird shit. I mean, do you think that we still kind of have segregation in America?
I think that what's happening with race relations in this country is all this white hatred. Just people just hating on white people. It's the only people you can make jokes about anymore. You can't make jokes about black people anymore.
Unless you're black.
You know, like
which makes sense.
Well, I feel like everybody can make jokes about white people. That's not fair.
Do you think there's a power dynamic there?
I think that there's a genuine hatred of white people that, like, is being encouraged by the liberal media. That, like, self-hating liberals just want to, you know, get yelled at because it gets them hard at night or whatnot and gets, you know, makes them feel, assuage their liberal guilt and their bleeding hearts and makes them...
Is there something wrong with having a bleeding heart? Like, why shouldn't we care about each other more?
Well, because you should care first and foremost about yourself and about your...
Should.
What?
Sorry, I just whenever I hear people who, like, want to talk about personal freedom and responsibility and free market this, free market that, and then they're all like, people should. That's not free.
Well, it's... I think we're running into the is-ought problem right here, which Ayn Rand perfectly encapsulated.
Ayn Rand.
I figured he would.
I hate her so much. But she's one of these people who, like, can, like, take the word autonomy and act, talk about individualism where it's like one person succeeds while the other person can't succeed. Don't you understand? Within capitalism, if someone holds the reins, someone's gonna hold the reins, correct? Someone's gonna be the master, right? And if someone's gonna be the master and someone's gonna have the control, likely they're gonna have more. So someone's gonna have less. In a capitalist system, we cannot truly be equal. Do you believe in equality?
I believe in personal achievement, and honestly, like, this.
So you don't
equality...
believe you're telling me you don't believe in equality.
I mean, like, there's certain things that we can try to do, like, you know. I don't think we should all be equal. I think that's horseshit. I think we should all be who we are. You know, we're not all equal.
Do you think that we should be able to start with equal opportunities?
Well, most of us don't. And that's the reality.
But do you think that that's bullshit? Do you think we should work to get rid of that?
Well, no, I don't think we should. I think that the way that this goes back to the should thing, which you were talking about, and the way that things are.
That's not about individuals. I'm talking about a whole community of people working to get rid of something where people are born without equal potential. See, it's one thing if people are not equal and are born where they have the same resources and the same, you know, paths that they could go down without inequality, which we have a lot of inequality now. And I think that capitalism is not an equal system. And I think we know that. And that's why I think if we're going to have capitalism, we kind of have to have a state, because if we have a state, then that's sort of a band-aid for the very classist, the very unequal, the very, very, what I would call toxic masculinity of capitalism.
I don't know what dick's got to do with everything.
It's not about dick, okay? There's like masculine. So how do you feel? Do you think men should be allowed to cry?
Sure. I mean, God, I've seen Toy Story 3.
But do you think that people give a hard time to men who cry? Like, do you think that there is like an emphasis on masculinity and that a lot of like feminine, so-called feminine traits are not exactly related to women or vagina or whatever.
You know, it's like you finally figured out that, like, you know, I don't know, man. This kind of talk about masculinity is all just people just finally realizing what the word means. I feel like, you know, people have always had a problem with men and people have always hated, you know, like, you know, women have always hated men and men have always hated women, you know, because they're naturally in competition with each other and they're, you know, these are like natural divisions between the human race, and that we of course are gonna like fucking mess with each other all the time. I don't think that, like, talking about, oh, like, okay, what about like toxic femininity, you know, like people getting this, that's what the abortion argument is all about. Well, like, you know,
what?
We can talk about,
oh my God, okay, I don't even know if I can, how I, toxic femininity, I'm sure there is such thing as toxic femininity, but do you understand the power dynamic where with these things that you're talking about, like white people and men, and like white people have had the upper hand in so many things. This great
good.
Book. No, that's not good.
Of course that's good.
No, it's not. Like, why should one, like, race? Isn't that what happened during,
well, because isn't that that's just because fucking... white people are just naturally, look at history. White people are just naturally better. Like, throughout history, it's been completely proven to be true that white people are more industrious, more productive, and just kind of, you know, like...
But what if, so you're gonna discount all those people who picked cotton for free? You don't think those people knew how to work their ass off, but they did it for, like, no money. And the reason they could do it for no money...
Yeah, they were slaves.
Shush. The reason why they did it for no money is because the government couldn't step in onto that so-called free market. So under a free market, you can technically enslave someone if they're, like, saying it's okay. You could call it voluntary, but that's not voluntary. They were forced to be there, subjected to abuse. I believe that being paid not a lot, being paid small amounts, that is fucking slavery. That is slavery. And within a free market, if you're talking about a free market the way I think you are talking about slavery, regardless of what you think about, like, what race is more productive or not. But that's just, like, a bullshit thing to think, because white people in this country have had the power for so long that, yes, they've been able to, like, gain more money because they've kept other people down using abuse tactics.
You feel better now?
No, I don't. So I want to say, you know, now things got a little heated in here. I want to say you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name's Tuke Edelo, and I'm here with Dale Ricker, my friend Dan Ricker's cousin. Dan Ricker is actually a really awesome artist. He runs an open mic every Tuesday at Under St. Mark's. The doors open at 9. Drawing, you put your name in the hat, usually starts at, like, anywhere between like 9:30 and 10. I would say get there by 9:30. That's probably a good idea. And you can do anything you want. You get 7 minutes or 4 minutes if you get a really, really late set. Yeah, it's a great mic. I go every week. Yes. So it sounds like you are, so you don't think the Black Lives Matter movement has a leg to stand on?
I mean, you know, I've looked at Black Lives Matter. I've tried to understand it. I really have. I really have tried, because, you know, it kind of makes a little bit of sense. But then as soon as, you know, they just can't take any criticism. They just can't. They're just always in the right. No matter what they do, it's like they go ahead and loot and pillage and burn shit down and riot. And it's totally cool. It's totally fine. That's what they're supposed to do. And it's like, no, it's not. You're supposed to, you know, like, go on a college campus and maybe yell a little bit or something like that.
But
play
what does
drums.
That do? Does that change anything?
Probably, maybe, you know, it's worked before in the old 60s or whatever. They're supposed
You know, Martin Luther King did block highways and did do things that other people are complaining about Black Lives Matter right now. That's actually, like, super inaccurate that people think that Martin Luther King was completely, completely passive protest. This is not true.
Well, here's Martin Luther King, though, was a savvy political operative. And so what he managed to do was piss off people just enough so that the reaction to it was far worse than what they were actually doing. So, okay, yeah, you block traffic, right? You block traffic, but then what white police officers would do then would be to literally beat them within inches of their life, right? So that made people sympathize with the black cause. But what's happening now is that people... I don't know if I'm breaking character, I think, with this assessment. This might be, like, fairly...
This is really funny. Okay, so everybody, I think actually this is a really cool time to just come forward and say what we've been doing. I don't think it's wrong to just have this happen on the radio. So, and I think anybody who's really listening to this, for the most part...
Yeah, I don't think my accent has been nearly holding up on her screen.
Oh, it's been really funny. So this is actually Dan Ricker you've been listening to.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I said any of that shit. I was okay, so nobody can see this, but I was literally like miming, like throwing up noises and stuff like that to Tuke most of the time.
Oh,
this was happening. We tried to go so as long
this,
as
this
we
was
could.
Supposed to be an experiment because I can stay calm with Dan because I know that Dan doesn't really think these things. And I can, and I actually came up with some good points that I'm proud of. I'm actually proud of like. Some people.
Yeah, you had me. I started breaking. I started laughing a few times when I was like,
"No,
I
but what do
have
you
no
think
answer.
About the immigrant versus unwanted baby thing? Like, do
oh,
you want?
I mean, like that's. A, I mean, like that's a tough question. Well, like if I was a real Trump supporter, I just you know
probably
I would,
wouldn't have anything to say, or you'd be liberals.
Yeah, I would probably just try to go back to. I would try to because I feel like most Trump supporters don't give a shit about like abortion anymore. Like, I feel like because most Trump supporters skew young and, like, have been kind of used to the fact of abortion, and there's mostly, like, this older – so, like, more, like, alt-right kind of people wouldn't actually have too much of a problem with that, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, but what about those but there are alt-right people who are, like, super Christian.
Well, that's then there are, you know, and, like, you know, I was reading up on this to prepare for this, and there's, like, there's so many different, you know, the
oh,
way they feel. It's completely, you know, it's not homogenous in the what they think,
yeah,
you know, like –
And what do you think about that? Is it a child's responsibility to learn how to teach themselves how to read?
Yeah, that's a good education. Yeah, I mean, like, it's just kind of funny to think about, like, what somebody who's not me would think about this.
Yeah, I got to play that role. I think I got to have somebody else come in here. I think this is going to be an ongoing experiment. Again, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. And if you have any interest in experimenting with something like this, like trying to role play and not actually, I mean... like I said, Burning Bridges with Margo with an X, that's how it's spelled. She has a show, I believe it's on Radio Free Brooklyn on Fridays at either 2 or 3. She's a very interesting show. I've listened to it before. She's had real actual Trump supporters on. And so, I don't think I'm ready for that because I'm too angry. See, if Dan had been actually believe these things, like I think I would have been screaming because I'm such an angry little bitch. I wouldn't call myself necessarily a liberal. Other people would call me a liberal. I would call myself a lefty or an anarcho-matriarchal communist, as I call it. And my favorite thing to tag that with is what could be more obnoxious than that?
Well, okay, so getting back to what we were just talking about, though, let me try to get back into character a little bit here so we can kind of like resume here.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about Black Lives Matter, if I recall correctly. We were so.
Oh, well, let's be real, though. Like, nobody named Dale Ricker or like that person will have any good points about Black Lives Matter. They
yeah,
really just
like,
won't.
Well,
like,
I think so. There was the one thing. So I see, like, so I go on like Reddit and Imgur every now and then to look at some funny shit. But you can't help but come across like this
oh, they
racist
all suck
shit
so much, or this MRA shit.
Yeah, this men's rights.
See, this
or,
lack of understanding of the power dynamics are
yeah.
really frustrate me.
But like, I think what the point that I was just making was what I think like what's and you were making a great point that Martin Luther King obviously like pursued these strategies. But I think my rejoinder to that, which was far too educated and precise for Dale, was that Martin Luther King did like what the white overreaction to that were misdemeanor crimes. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they were blocking traffic, you know, like, or whatever. But
like your dumb Nazi son hasn't spray painted a swastika.
Yeah, so like it you know that's what helped the civil rights movement was like this you know of the 1960s and the 1950s and 60s was like this this like in the media you have these people spraying with fire hoses, you know, you guys, everybody knows the pictures and stuff like that, whereas now, you know, white supremacists have learned not to do that.
But now they're
and now it's much more subtle and shitty like that. It's now just like well, look at these black people blocking traffic, you know, like isn't that dickish? And like that's it. It's not, they don't spray them with hoses anymore.
But now it's becoming a little different because this whole, so a lot of people are like, oh, Trump himself is not a racist. I think Trump is a fucking racist.
Oh yeah.
But I also think that he knows it's a bad
he's look. A millionaire from Queens. I don't think he's ever had
he knows like, that it's a bad
Barack Obama was the last person he's had a meal with since the last black person he's had a meal with.
I don't know about that's actually not true. I don't think that's true either. I think that he does spend time with black people probably, but I mean, black people did vote for Trump. Let's not discount that. And I don't know what that means. I'm not black, so I can't.
7%?
I just don't feel qualified to comment on that.
Sure.
But I do feel qualified to comment on women who voted for Trump. And I do think that white women who voted for Trump are like they're engaging in some bizarre internalized sexism. If you want to, yeah, you can also. Yeah, yeah. I have a piece written about this. I have a couple pieces. The four posts right now on What Would Save the World. It's at my WordPress. It's a WordPress blog, and you can read all about how I was talking about like how it's just some people. It's easier for people. Some people like that because I don't know. You should just read about it on What Would Save the World. WordPress. I think that's how you do it. Is that how you do it? It's like a dot WordPress. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like .wordpress.com or something like that.
Yes, yeah, whatwouldsavetheworld.wordpress.com. And I talk a little bit about women who voted for Trump, why so many of them did it, how it's like almost this like last response from the comfort of white supremacy for these people. Say something, Dan.
So getting back into this, you know, like. It's fascinating how, too, it kind of breaks down is because it's also really shitty, but, like, it's also, like, so you have, there's this people talking about how, like, Democrats have a religious voter problem, right? How, like, we didn't get any of the people, you know, we didn't get the religious vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually not true because majority of Hispanics and a majority of black people and a majority even of Indian and Middle Eastern people are I'm not sure on East Asian but the majority of those people in America are religious, and those people went overwhelmingly for Clinton, right? The only religious voter that Hillary Clinton had a problem with were white religious voters, which makes you start thinking it's not religion that's the problem. It's just white. It's just white.
White people.
And this is the crazy thing about what Dale has the biggest problem with, I think, and we were about to get to that. So if you want, we can kind of resume this and kind of get back into it.
What we should do is we got to end this show. We don't have a lot of time. We've been here for almost an hour. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to stop this,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're going to have a part two at some point. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. We are going to bring Dale back at some point. We're going to bring actual Dan back at some point. like I said, do you have anything you're trying to promote? Toss it out. You do.
I do have that musical, Let There Be Stuff. It's doing its second run in March at 301 10 Ike.
By Jay Winston Gill.
By Jay Winston Gill. It's called Studio 301. Thank you for plugging my open mic. That's every Tuesday at the Interstate Marks Theater. Please come by and check
it
out.
94 St. Mark's Place. It's between Avenue A and First Avenue, closer to the First Avenue side on the south side of the street.
Yeah.
Down these. I'm very specific. I love that theater.
Yeah, it's down the stairs. It's called the Open Mic Downstairs. You can find us on Facebook at Open Mic Downstairs. I also got a Twitter account that I haven't used in forever.
I wanted to be like, hey, Dale, what's with the themes your cousin picks for his mic?
Yeah, tonight's theme is showbiz.
Oh, well, this is actually yesterday's theme was showbiz. Yes, by the time you all hear this.
Yes, of course. I believe next week's theme actually is going to be Obama.
Obama.
And the week after that is going to be women.
Wow.
Because of the Women's March.
Are
you going down?
Yeah, I think so.
I wish I could. I don't think I can, but Sarah's going down. My girlfriend Sarah's going down, so.
Sarah Jane Dillon, who was on this show a couple weeks ago, you can check out her on my audio boomer on iTunes. You can search my show. She's on the show. I think I just said Sarah Jane Dillon and Momo Puja. He's a comedian. They're both comedians, and we talk. There's some things on there that aren't really relevant to real life, in the sense that the Donald Trump Festival will not be happening. Comedy Festival will not be happening due to masculinity and rape culture, Trump supporters. You know, that just
and Trump supporters.
Oh man, I don't really feel comfortable talking about this too much. But let me get into it for just a quick second. Somebody used to run this comedy gallery. It got shut down because of Trump supporters and this whole weird like fire thing that they are trying to do, shut down all the DIY spaces.
Shutting down the DIY spaces.
But then
spaces.
That guy turned out to be a fucking rapist. So
the owner,
literally like everything.
The proprietor of
literally everything wrong with the world happened. It was encapsulated in this like fucked up situation. So actually, before we end this episode, I'm gonna read a poem that I wrote. That if I can pull it up, no, I'm not gonna read this poem because I can't find it. This is really funny. This is really fuck it. So what would save the world to getting her shit together? All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. If you have any interest in being on the show, I would love to have you on here, regardless of your beliefs. If you're a Trump supporter and you don't think that Dale represented you well, please, by all means, email me at Took, spelled T-O-O-K, Took at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can check me out on my blog, whatwouldsavetheworld.wordpress.com. I'm probably going to blog about this episode.
I didn't even get into the real alt-right stuff.
Oh, my God, we didn't even get into the real alt-right stuff. Okay, but we're going to have a part two. Thank you all for tuning in. And this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we're fucking awesome. Oh, and if you appreciate community freeform radio, you can internet community freeform, whatever, if you appreciate that we can say that I can say fuck on the radio, and that I can say I hate fucking Trump, and I can say I'm an anarchist, and I say that I hate the fucking government, and all this you can say a lot of that stuff on the radio, but you can't curse, right? Or I don't know, whatever. If you like that people like me can be on the radio, or people who are not like me, that anybody could be on this kind of radio, you should donate to us. You could go to patreon.com/radiofreebrooklyn, and you can help us have great supplies, you can help us run our shit. You can help us make this possible. Thank you so, so much. Goodbye.